All right, everybody, welcome to the Red Pill Network Millennial Minute, Episode 4. Thank you for joining us. I am Guy, your host, and today I would like to start off with something I found kind of interesting, Tucson's homeless issue. So I was looking around, and I found Tucson Ward 6, it's the Midtown Council, I found their newsletter from January of this year. And, it was pretty interesting and kind of shocking what they want and what other people have said about our homeless population in this city. And first off, last January, there was over 2,000 homeless people in Tucson, and those are just the people in shelters. And, I see a lot of people who are homeless, or who seem homeless, you can see every single day in the same spot, who are not in shelters. So there's probably a lot more than 2,000. Now, from what I've heard about through word of mouth, and what I read on this article, is the end of January, basically, Tucson always tries to, quote-unquote, get rid of its homeless population for the Gem Show. Like, are you fucking kidding me? For the Gem Show, so a bunch of people can come down and look at minerals and stuff, and you're worried about the homeless population throwing that off? How self-centered are you? You live in a city. Get over it. There are homeless people. And during this whole process, they're like, well, we need to make camps for these people. And they've been interviewed. Homeless people have been interviewed. Some are okay with it, but others are... they don't want to live where there are rules. They don't want to live in camps. They feel less safe in shelters than they do on the street, which is... I think that has a message in itself. But, I mean, if someone doesn't want to go to a camp or a shelter, we can't really force them to. I think we should be helping people that want help and can't get it. So I just think it's kind of ridiculous how people are so uncomfortable with homeless people in our city. It's like, we're in Tucson. We're not some fancy, like, Los Angeles-only white suburbs. Get over it. Stop being so pretentious about everything. This is the real world. There are homeless people. You're gonna have to deal with it. I guess my point is that it's just really ridiculous how our city can even consider trying to do that over a Gem Show. Out of all the things that would ever call for that situation, which I really can't think of any, a Gem Show, really? Alright, moving on to my weekly topic of school, I guess. I'm going to read a Tumblr post that was sent to me about a recently graduated high school student. The source was Perfect Delusions. That was the person who posted it. And I don't know, when I read it, I was pretty impressed because I just like what I read. So I'll read it for you. I am a grade 12 student who has just recently graduated. You might call me accomplished, and in a way I am, but not in the way you'd think. 12 years of poring over textbooks and being lined up to be judged in front of my peers has not made me any more intelligent. I can tell you the first 45 digits of pi, and I can explain to you the difference between an acid and a base. I can recite the Pythagorean theorem in my sleep, and I will recite lines out of a textbook like they are a religion. But I cannot tell you the value of security or of kindness, the distinct contrast between personal health and personal gain. I can tell you in grade 10, four of my classmates attempted to take their own lives before finals. I can tell you our counselor's office is always booked. I can tell you how when I didn't understand something in AP chemistry, my teacher asked me to leave if I could not participate in his class. I merely asked him to explain a question. Instead of doing his job and teaching, he just told me to leave. He told me I was not good enough to be there. Mistakes are viewed as failures in these hallways. A wrong answer is a sin you must atone to, not a human error, but a flaw so grand it defines your entire life course. There is no average here. We must all exceed expectations. Do your parents know that a grade that is considered average is a C? When I got a C in the fourth grade, my parents grounded me for a month. They said I was lazy and stupid and incompetent and that I better smarten up and stop fooling around. I never fooled around. I'm driven by a deep need to impress others. I never fool around. I worked and worked and worked with a deep hollow of anxiety in my chest. I've never been good at history, but I worked and worked and I attained at best a low B. And it wasn't good enough. It is not said, but we are expected to put our education before our personal health. It is not asked of us, but it is what we must do to achieve what we are asked to achieve. Our teachers will tell you, oh, I only give them 1 hour of homework each night. Which is essentially true. Each of my 5 teachers only gives me 1 to 2 hours of homework each night. That adds up to 5 to 10 hours of homework and overdue classwork and projects. Say goodbye to sleep, say goodbye to feeling calm. I've developed a deep-rooted anxiety disorder due to school and perfectionist tendencies. Even when you get 100% on an assignment, they still criticize you. It's never good enough. One slip and you are in deep trouble. I can tell you that 90% of us try our hardest, and teachers and parents still stand on the sidelines screaming, "You can do better than that." And that was the whole reading. And the part I really liked was the 5 to 10 hours of homework a night. Teachers do that. If I did all of the homework that my teachers assigned me, I would get no sleep at all. And I spend most of my time at school anyways, about 11 to 12 hours a day. I don't have that much time at home to do anything else besides homework. And that's why I just typically choose to not do it. Why would I do it? Most of the time, they don't even collect the homework. And the other half the time, I don't need to do it to understand the material in class. Today, it seems like there are so few people who actually are there to learn and who want to learn, and everyone else is just, we're just there so we can get a good grade to get in college. We have to get good grades. We have to get the best grades because we're competing for everything. Well, colleges are competitive because they only let certain people in. There are standards. Well, what kind of standards are they? People who are going to make us money, because we can tell that just by what they've done in high school and how many community service hours they have and how many bullshit clubs they've led. I've led a club. You don't do anything. There is no leadership tendencies. You don't learn anything. That doesn't make you a better leader because you made a club and then you led it. Heavy emphasis on the quote-unquote led. So basically, they're just seeing which of us is the best. This isn't a fucking dog show. We have lives. We are people. And our success, the opportunities for our future, for the future of the nation, for the future of possibly the world, should not be determined by whether or not it's profitable for a fucking college. These colleges and these expectations are destroying our lives while they are profiting off of it. And as far as I can tell, it's only going to get worse. Everything's only going to get more competitive, and everything's just going to get much more expensive. Then pretty soon, it's going to be impossible to go to college, and then a miracle happens. It'll be so hard to go into college that little to none of people are going to college. And then you can get a job without having to go through six to fucking, I don't know, I mean, depends on how long you want to be in there, years of student loans to pay back. So then everything's the way it should be. Eventually colleges will restart, they'll go back to, cheap. Maybe they'll stay cheap this time. Or, here's a thought, maybe free education? I guess I just see college as a huge gamble. Because in some cases, it has worked out very well for people and they've been very successful. Then in other cases, you don't need college. I've known people personally who just make their own construction business right after high school, and they are loaded. Bill Gates, he didn't need college. He was smart enough. He look at him now. And what happens if college doesn't work out for you? What if you major in something that there are just no jobs for anymore? What if the job market crashes? There's a lot of variables to this, but you could be stuck with student loans for the greater half of your life, and you'll just be miserable. We shouldn't be scared to go to school. I feel scared every single time I'm in there, because there's so much pressure to do perfect. It's just confusing to me how our entire existence is based on a number, and our worth is decided from that. And by worth, I mean how much money we're going to make companies and people. And yeah, I'm going to try to stop talking about school as much as I do, but I think it just goes to show that that's the only thing people my age can think about is school. Even on our weekends, even when we're trying to relax, we still worry about school. And it still pisses me off every time I think about it. Alright, now I'm going to move on to the 2015 Academy Award nomination controversy of how there were no black actors after Selma came out, and the director of Selma and the movie star were both very angry. Now, first thing I'm going to say is, movies about historical, important things like the Holocaust or the Civil Rights Movement, people are typically biased when they see those movies, and maybe they feel guilty or something. They automatically want to call it the best movie they ever saw. I saw Unbroken, and I saw Selma. Now, I thought they were good stories. I'll give them that. I think that they were good. When they actually happened, that was good. But when I sat in the theater and I had to watch them, I was severely disappointed. Selma should not be nominated for an Academy Award. It wasn't good enough. I mean, I saw American Sniper. I know what it's about. I mean, we all do. And I thought it was pretty good, despite the fact about the whole biased opinion that it has to automatically be good just because I want to feel patriotic. And I just I think it's really ridiculous that still today, it's 2015 now, and people are still playing the race card. Like, yes, racism is alive, but you playing the race card, that's just as bad, because you're going to get the racist to come out, and it's just, you're just perpetuating shit. Stop doing it. Stop blaming everything on race. Those of you who have listened to this before, you know that I don't really care about races. We're a human race, and that's it. And if you have this, if you have my mentality of it, this whole Academy Awards bullshit with only white actors doesn't matter. If black people don't get nominated, then I guess that's a shame, but it shouldn't matter to you. That shouldn't be what we think when we see no black actors get up there. We should say, oh my god, where are the black people? The white people are all racist. It shouldn't even matter. It's not a competition to... Well, yes, it is a competition, but it's not a competition between races. And if you think that it is for a second, then you need to reevaluate your life, I guess, because that's just not the way you should treat other people. I feel like this is one of those situations where religion is brought into politics, where it doesn't even matter. Like, the color of your skin does not define how good you are as an actor. Don't use it as an excuse for why you didn't get nominated for an Academy Award. If you are shitty, then you're not going to get recognized for being good. Same thing with... I remember, I'm not saying I support Romney, and I'm not saying I don't support him, but when people found out he was Mormon, they freaked out. Now, who the hell cares? It makes you uncomfortable that someone believes in something that you don't believe in? Have you ever had having an open mind and getting over yourself? You're not so special that you get to control everything just because someone else is different than you, or you think you're entitled to control. Religion shouldn't even be considered in politics. It has nothing to do with it. Oh, well, you can tell if someone has a good moral background if they're religious. I could spend a lot longer, I could spend 30 minutes talking right now about all the things that are morally wrong with religion. But then again, there are things that are good with religion. I mean, you don't have to have religion to have good morals. When church and state are supposed to be separate, they're supposed to be separate. They should not be considered at all. When people are running for president, no one should even ask what their religion is, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't define you as a person. Because that means that someone stupid who follows your religion and they get noticed, then people are going to think you're stupid. But who knows? Maybe you're a genius. My point is, we shouldn't let these small things define us. Things like religion and race, they don't matter. They shouldn't be factors in these kinds of things. Now, I just think it's incredibly selfish, and it shows how little character that this director and the actor of Selma have. I mean, I'm in plays, I'm kind of barely an actor, I'm in high school, so I'm not hot shit. But if I was ever nominated for something, which I won't, I'm realistic, but if I ever was and it was solely because of the color of my skin, I wouldn't want it. I didn't earn it. The color of your skin is something you're born with. It doesn't matter. That's not something I worked on. That's not something I worked for. And if I was someone who was going to get an award and then they gave it to someone else because of the color of their skin, I would be so offended. Because people feel so entitled to things nowadays and they just look for excuses to get it. They didn't earn the award, so they use... Oh, you're a racist, as their excuse to get it. And I really hope they don't, and I don't think they will. And I'm going back a little bit here. But the whole homeless problem, people have this stereotype of homeless people as, like, these drug addicts who only spend their money on booze and stuff. And, I mean, there are the people who sell newspapers at the corner of the street every day. They're always out there. It's like, I don't think they're bad people. They're actually pretty nice if you get to talk to them. Give them money. Help them out. They're obviously trying. And then there are people who walk up and down the street by my school, and when you try to give them money, when you don't give them money, but you try to give them food, they just cuss you out and get angry at you. And that's just kind of how it goes. The morons of the left wings, the morons of the right wings, that's how everybody sees them, because they get the most attention, I guess. Well, it is that time again, so thank you very much for listening. I'll be back next week. Have a good day.